I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, Jimmy Connors on his favorite subject, Jimmy Connors.
No!
But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
LeBron James and the Miami Heat are NBA champions again. Are you among those who feel like this was an anticlimactic end to a very good series?
No, I thought it was, the San Antonio Spurs had the ball in the hands of a Hall of Fame player, maybe the greatest power forward in the history of the NBA, and they got him a jump hook, and it didn't go in. And that would have tied the game, and that was the pivotal moment, and that's what happened. I thought it was perfectly in keeping with a very, very good series.
Excellent right to the end. I guess LeBron James and his partner Nike knew all along that the Heat would win.
Yeah, they released and I'm going to try to get this right because it's got a very long name. It's got a name like one of those dogs at
Westminster. Yeah.
I know what it was. The Nike LeBron, which is one word, by the way, with lots of capitals.
Mm-hmm.
The Nike LeBron X-Low Floral. Actually, it sounds like a pass play that Tom Brady would call.
It does.
In the closing minutes. Nike LeBron X-Low Floral. Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, but it says two-time champion right in there, and they released him before Game 7. And I hope they look better on your feet than they look in this photo, because in this photo, they look like a couple of diseased kidneys. I'm just saying.
Whether you're a Bruins fan or a Blackhawks fan, Charlie, you have to acknowledge that you've gotten your money's worth out of the Stanley Cup Finals currently underway, at least in terms of minutes played, right?
Oh, it's been wonderful. And the other night, you had the hockey equivalent of a 10-8 baseball game. You had a 6-5 game in overtime.
11 goals in one game.
You had a 6-5 game in overtime. You're seeing tremendous hockey being played. Surprisingly, even in the 6-5 game, good goaltending, you're seeing stars being born. Patrice Bergeron is establishing himself as one of the best two-way players in the league. It's been a terrific series.
Here in New England, we were treated to a television broadcast reminiscent of O.J. Simpson's low-speed police chase. On Thursday, Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez's white SUV was followed by television helicopters as he did some errands. I don't know. Are we looking at the next Simpson spectacle?
Oh,
here?
God, I hope not. But Aaron Hernandez is in a world of hurt. He destroyed his home surveillance video. He handed his cell phone to the state police in pieces. Obviously, as everybody knows by now, he's being connected to this shooting death of a semi-pro football player. And all of a sudden, because television news directors are morons, we had helicopters following his car to the Patriots practice facility, where apparently he was asked to leave and then followed home.
The city of San Jose has sued Major League Baseball for antitrust violations, and experts are predicting that if the league allows the suit to go to trial, the league will lose. So, how soon do you expect the Oakland A's to become the San Jose A's?
Very quickly, because the experts are absolutely right. There isn't much left of the antitrust exemption, and if San Jose takes the Major League Baseball to court and wins, there will be nothing left of it.
Charlie, 3 months ago, Manny Ramirez signed a contract to play baseball in Taiwan. Attendance is reported to have soared. This week, Manny said something equivalent to, "My work here is done," and attendance is likely to fall. So where's Manny likely to next swing a bat?
I don't have the faintest idea. You know, he hit .352 with 8 homers and 43 RBIs in 49 games with the EDA Rhinos of the Taiwan League. I don't know if someone will give him a shot. Who knows what will happen in September when the pennant races get hot, but I'd like to see him play one more time.
Brazil is currently hosting the Confederations Cup soccer tournament, which is kind of a dress rehearsal for the World Cup in 2014 and then the Olympics beyond that in 2016. Hundreds of thousands of Brazilians have been protesting around some of the soccer venues and elsewhere this week, though not altogether for reasons related to sports, I gather.
No, this is all about corruption, cronyism, the high price of almost everything, and the fact that they're spending money on stadiums and not on helping the people of Brazil. I don't think this is going to get any better. I think this is going to get worse, and I think that you are going to wind up seeing either the World Cup or the Olympics moved because the Brazilians are fed up, and frankly, I don't blame them.
U.S. hurdler Lolo Jones has been trying to make her mark in bobsled racing, and I guess her fellow bobsledders didn't have a problem with that until this week. What happened?
Well, she started mouthing off about her training paycheck, which is only $741.84, and she put in a video, and she said, "Oh, I'm going to be a little late on my rent this month." And, of course, the people who have been starving to be excellent bobsledders for all these years, including the gold medalist Stephen Holcomb, went up the wall, and I frankly don't blame them. Stay off YouTube. Honestly, stay off Twitter. Stay off YouTube. Nothing good can come of this.
On Sunday, Nick Wallenda will walk across the Grand Canyon on a wire. I wonder if you think it might be a good idea for Christina Torrey, the daughter of former Yankees manager Joe Torrey, to be present on the floor of the canyon.
I will not answer that question in this context. I won't do it.
It's a great question.
It's an awful question. Christina Torre, God love her, saved the life of a baby boy. He fell from a building in Brooklyn, and she caught him, and Christina said it was effortless and good for her.
And finally, Charlie, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has apparently told the story of how Russian President Vladimir Putin stole his Super Bowl championship ring one time too often, or at least Mr. Putin and his associates seem to feel that way. Have I got that right?
Well, I don't know what they can say. The ring is now in the Kremlin in a museum, so obviously it's still in Mr. Putin's possession. The most ominous thing is that Kraft is telling the story is that when he showed Putin the ring, Putin put the ring on his finger and said, I can kill someone with this ring, which I suspect was his way of saying thank you to Robert Kraft, because that's the way you used to say thank you in the KGB. I can kill you now. You're welcome.
Usually we do something funny at the end of this segment, but there it is. I can kill you now. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among many places. Thank you, Charlie.
That killed in the Lubyanka prison. It really did.